You're listening to the 2014 Variety Power Hour Live Show, a production of the New York International Fringe Festival at the Celebration of Whimsy, 21A Clinton Street, hosted by the O'Debra Twins. This is the podcast of Saturday, August 9th, Part 1.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Are you out there? Are there people? You need to be much louder. This is being broadcast all over the world, people. We gotta act like this place is packed. Really loud. Let's hear it. Hello! Welcome to the 18th annual New York International Fringe Festival Fringe Club. And welcome to the Celebration of Whimsy, also known as the Cow. My name is Steven. I am the venue owner here and your bartender. Thanks for coming. We're here all every Thursday, Friday, Saturday until August 24th. Thursday we have dance club night, and Friday and Saturday's Variety Power Hour. So I hope you tell all your friends and come all over the bar, because that's what we like. I have a very, very important special person to introduce to you. She is my first love. We met, well, where did we meet? I think it was at a Starbucks in a bathroom. We were both waiting in line at the bathroom, and Tanya came up to me and said, "You're gay, aren't you?" And I said, "No, I'm not gay. I like vagina." And she said, "Come with me in the bathroom." And we had an amazing evening together, and we have four kids. We are mothers and fathers to children. And she's here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to fuck with me and you all night long. Please welcome to the stage the lovely, the talented, the gorgeous, and slightly pregnant, Tanya O'Debra.
Hi. Not really pregnant. Just with poo. We got a doubles toilet, so it's really special. Just like side by side, stare into each other. We should actually get a face-to-face doubles toilet.
We should.
Look each other dead in the eyes.
That would be nice.
During our most disgusting and beautiful moments. Hi! Oh my gosh, welcome to Variety Power Hour. I'm so happy to see all of you. So we have a drink special tonight called Slut Juice, and I see some sluts up in this room, so feel free to hit the bar.
Well, we came up with the name after we had fucked in the Starbucks, and we just wiped the slut juice
off the floor. Well, we almost named our first baby Slut Juice until we named her Anal Polyp. It's prettier. It's more of a girl's name.
And our second child was named Poppers. Our third baby, we don't know what we're gonna
name. We're tired of naming things. But I'm trying to help you, Stephen, with your bar styles.
I'm so sorry.
Slut Juice is a PBR and a shot of sake, and it's $6 with your participant's badge. If you're not a participant and don't have a participant's badge, don't worry. You can still get the special by pulling down your pants. I'm serious. In fact,
we had some last night. Was good.
We did actually have a lot of panties showing.
A lot of panties all over the stage.
I encourage you to pull down your pants at any time.
Do it. Pull it down. You get a shot of sake.
Listen, I'm not your manager. So we're relaxing here, you guys. Pants off. Saturday night. Who wears pants on a Saturday? Do we have our first? No pantser? That was
get
a
on
real
stage,
letdown.
Though. They had to
that was
get
not
on
enough.
Stage
to do he unbuckled. It. He unbuckled. Maybe you are you just being a tease? Is this just coy? We're starting with the buckle and then we'll see what happens?
No, we need a full monty.
No, it's like starting with one finger. You know, like just easing in.
That's
I don't know. Why do these things just come straight immediately to my mind? I'm
We're so,
so sorry.
Dirty. We're very dirty.
Well, speaking of dirty, we have we're just going to get this show started.
Let's do it. Let's
and we
do
have
it.
Some members of the show coming.
Coming.
Come on up. Welcome, Coming.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight? Oh, cricket. Cricket, cricket. All right, so we're from Cumming. So Cumming, a rock musical of biblical proportions. So I play Josh Crenshaw, Jesus 2.0. And so Josh auditions for American Icon, which is like an American Idol type competition, gets taken under the wing of the Antichrist, who eventually fall in love, and he has to save the world from the rapture. It's pretty exciting. So come check us out. Yeah, he likes it. He's excited. So, anyway, in this scene...
You left me out of the plot?
Well, then you can introduce yourself in the plot.
I'm Magda Plyova, and I am an ex-porn star, and Josh and I fall in love.
Yeah.
And you're going to see it right now.
Here we go.
Oh, we gotta see
it. No, stop playing. Yay.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Cumming, the musical.
You.
Go see
Goodbye.
It.
It was a wonderful, wonderful show.
This is going really well so far.
Hello. Sorry to interrupt, but would you autograph my napkin?
Oh, I'm sorry. You must have me mistaken for somebody famous. I'm nobody.
You are Josh Crench. I heard the guy say so. Please?
Okay. Who should I make it out to?
My name is Magda.
Magda?
Magda.
Magda?
Magda.
Magda. Okay, that's an unusual name.
Oh, I'm from Warsaw. It's not unusual there. You are unusual. These are dark times. To write something like this, it is rare. It is beautiful, Josh. I would like to buy you some slot juice.
Oh, no, I'm underage.
Oh, it's okay. They don't card here.
No, really, it's fine. I'll just have some water.
You said vodka? Sounds good. Your drink, Josh. Na zdrowie.
Nuts over ya. Thanks for the drink, Magda. So, tell me about yourself. Why'd you come to the United States?
To forget about the past.
What are you trying to forget?
I don't want to talk about before, here and now it's you and me. Can that be enough for tonight? Both of us have histories. I'm sure the past is littered with debris. I'd like to keep mine out of sight. I'm attractive, you're hot. The equation is not complex. The connection is clear. I am here and you're here. What comes next is sex.
Oh no, I think you've got the wrong idea. That's not the kind of guy I am.
So you're saying you're gay?
No, I mean my feelings are sincere. We don't move fast in Bethlehem. And I just met you today. Yes, you're pretty.
It's true.
I'm attracted to you truthfully.
You don't know me at all.
I can see through your wall. There's a reason that we met. I'll bet it's destiny.
I'm such a fool for sappy love songs. I'm such a sucker for a boy who plays guitar. Oh, how my knees go weak for love songs. And sure, I'd love to bind myself to some young rising star. But I don't believe in destiny. You'll only find a mess in me. I beg you, don't invest in me, dear boy. I can see how innocent you are. You shouldn't look for fate in a dive bar.
You can't get rid of me so easy. I have feelings, you can't argue them away. It won't take too much to appease me. I just wanna get to know you. All I ask is that you stay.
Well, perhaps I've had too much to drink, but more and more I start to think you may be right, we might be linked, it's bad. Should we leave this place? I don't live far. We shouldn't look for love in a dive bar. In some forgotten life, could I have known you before? Something inside me's refreshed and revived. It's the first time we met, but it feels like it's more. It's more. I didn't come for revelations. One shouldn't look for those in little shithole dives. I stand here with no reservations.
Was this written in some ancient star?
Do you know how a Luna
lunatic you are, as alluring as it is bizarre. Who cares? Let's blow the shitty ass dive bar.
Coming, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Coming, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. So, obviously, your show's name is Coming. Did you guys hear? Where is it?
It's at Theater 80, St. Mark's Theater.
Yeah, let's get closer to that.
Yeah.
Hi.
We're coming to get you. Hi.
So, Theater 80, Coming. That's the interview portion. Now it's the game portion.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, you guys. Is everybody here familiar with the game Would You Rather?
Yes.
Okay, great. Audience, do you know what Would You Rather is? Yes. Wonderful. In case anybody's like, I don't know what it is, but I don't want to say it because everybody else is like, yes. I'm just going to give them two horrible choices, and they have to choose which one they would rather. We're going to learn a lot about their morality. Okay. Okay. Okay,
or
you
lack
guys.
Thereof.
Would you rather slather mayonnaise all over Rush Limbaugh's naked body in a 90-degree room and hug him for 10 minutes, or lock yourself in the bed bug train overnight, then sleep in your own bed without changing your clothes?
Mayonnaise, 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 yes. Mayonnaise, mayonnaise,
absolutely,
and
mayonnaise.
Some more mayonnaise.
You don't fuck around with bed bugs.
No, you don't.
Wow.
You really
wow.
don't.
Absolutely not.
Like, are
and
you
I love
imagining,
so...
like, the creamy mayonnaise whiteness of,
yeah, I love
like,
mayonnaise.
Of his body already
this
before
is
the mayonnaise
me
is
on
it?
So,
wow. That was, yep, was mayonnaise. That too easy? Did you guys think that was
yeah,
too
that
easy?
Was, that was
like,
easy.
Obviously, mayonnaise and Rush Limbaugh in yeah. 90 degrees, too
I mean,
easy.
I think Rush Limbaugh's kind of hot, so...
What
you
if
say
you have to put the mayonnaise like in all of his holes too?
Yep.
Eyes, nose,
yep.
mouth, butthole, yep. penis hole, in yep. between his toes.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
All right.
No, you.
Right.
I'm like getting itchy just thinking about bed bugs. So,
all right.
Yeah. Next. Next question.
That's it. That's it. That's all you guys get.
Oh,
yeah.
We just get one.
Yes. This is an hour-long show. How many questions do you think
Tanya,
we got time
is
for?
Is anyone willing to take their pants off?
Oh yeah. Is anybody going
to
take
it's
their pants
romper.
Off?
It's a romper. It's really hard to get
That's
off.
True.
I haven't peed in like 3 hours.
Why are you doing that to yourself? You're going to
you.
Get a UTI.
<I know.
laughs>
I'm just kidding, honey. Aww. Just a boob. A little nipple would be fine.
You show your nipple.
I'll show you a
he
pasty.
He will actually in 1 second show you his nipple, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Huge areola.
I wish I brought in mayonnaise for you to put that on that nipple.
Okay, well.
I don't wish that.
No,
I'm lying.
No free sake shots, but no peeny peeny.
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing you could ever do to me. Well, you guys, thank you so much for
thank
coming.
Thank you. Come
for
see
coming.
Us and coming.
Coming.
This one here, then this one here. Okay, you guys. Actually, you can keep those all the way off because we have some wild stuff that's about to happen. Hi, I'm just going to stand here because I don't move pianos. I just sing about it extemporaneously while I don't have anything to do. I'll just sing you the song about moving. Where are you? Why are
what?
You over there?
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for this piano to move.
Where's the help? Didn't we have help here last night? I felt like there was some help. Jesus.
I don't know.
Tanya, I think you scared everyone away with your dirty potty mouth.
You did.
I'm so glad I'm clean and Christian.
Okay, you guys. So this is an unexpected thing that is happening. This homeless guy came here and he really wanted to go on and I just I have a heart, you know. Oh, hold on, let me move this out of your way. And Andy, you should come too. Hi guys. So we're just gonna watch this homeless guy for a little bit.
Make sure that microphone is aimed right at that curtain because that curtain's gonna make some noise. What are you trying to do, Trappy? What are you trying to do? Alright, okay. What? Nothing! Okay, so, I'm just looking for my friends. Can't find my friends, because I used to have friends. Turned out they were all a bunch of phonies. You know what they never did? You know what they never did? They never even asked me what my real name was. They just called me by my nickname all the time. In their defense, I will defend them. In their defense, my own parents only ever called me by that nickname. They thought it was funny. Thought it was really funny having a kid named Pigpen. I guess back when Mom and Dad were courting, Dad took Mom to a state fair with the swine, the sweaty swine, with all their complimentary corkscrew genitalia, all shitting and sweating and fucking and fucking and sweating and shitting, and Dad turned to Mom and said, "That's not just a pig pen, that's our boy!" I hope it was real cute. For a while, I was into it. It was like my thing. I owned it. But then, after enough time, it wears you down. So I hope it was real cute. Everyone's getting to go like, "Oh, check out little Pigpen. Oh, boy, here comes Pigpen. Get a lot of Pigpen. I hope it was real cute. And then when I grew up homeless and addicted to speed, I hope everyone acted real fucking surprised. Just because I'm surrounded by a cloud of dirt all the time doesn't mean I'm a monster." Charlie was my friend. Maybe he only liked me because I was the only one who was worse off than he was, but still, he liked me, sincerely. And true friendship doesn't need a reason. Sure wish I hadn't tried to kiss him that one time, but that did not go well. So enough about me. What else is going on? Can you pass me that microphone, sir? Lead the cord in the holdy thing. Lead the cord in the holdy thing. Great, just pass that on up here. Okay, all right, that's good. Now we'll get in the stand-up part. So, it's really nice to be performing for you guys. This is not how I expected my day to go. Started out as normal, woken up by a cop at a casual panhandling, sauntered to the dumpster behind McDonald's to scrape out some McNuggets gel, living the dream, etc. Thought the rest of the day would be the huge. Find an abandoned staircase, curl up in the fetal position, stare into the distance, take inventory of all the mistakes and bad choices I've made in my life, reassessing the amount of blame and commensurate guilt for each one. Then around sunset, find a pigeon, break its neck, cook it over a lighter, and then finally wrap things up by finding some lucky parking meter to festoon with my lonely ejaculate. But not every day can be the perfect day. Some days you find out Charlie Brown is dead. Well, I guess I gotta go figure this out. But it's like I always say in times of darkness, you're never alone when your body is teeming with microbial parasites. Hey, guys.
Hey, Big Pat.
What's going on?
Billy Mike, what are you doing?
I just did stand-up. Can you believe it?
No way!
I totally did.
Homeless guy's name is really Brendan. Hi, are you still homeless?
No, I'll just be Brendan.
Okay, cool. Brendan. Okay, I know. I definitely think you should keep hula hooping. I'm a big supporter of hula hooping. So you're Brendan Hunt, and your show is absolutely filthy.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about it?
It's about Pigpen from Peanuts as an adult. He's still dirty. He's so dirty that he's a crazy, rambling homeless person wandering around, and he finds himself in front of a church where they're having Charlie Brown's funeral, and they won't let him in because he's this.
They won't let him into church?
What?
They won't let him into church?
They won't let him into the funeral at all.
Wow. That's not very nice.
No, it's mean.
It's really not.
But he's also disgusting. And would you really?
I don't know. If I'm a church person, yeah. That's like the whole point. Like, we'll take anybody, even that guy.
You would think, but then they still don't. This is
assholes.
One of the cruxes of the play.
Where is it happening?
It is at venue number... The Players Theater on McDowell. Whatever.
You guys. Oh my God, sound jokes. So, okay, here's the important question. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Okay, great.
I knew that was coming, Tanya.
I did. I actually knew for sure. Okay. I dare you to choose someone from the audience and give them a piggyback ride while screaming every swear you can think of. Okay? You look ripe for a piggyback ride. He's right.
Get on there. Go. Jump. Get. Okay, all right. That's a little formal train. Okay. Ah, shit. Piss. Motherfucker. Cut. Never expect. Anything. Sink. Dirty. Butthole. Stinker. Bollocks. Cunt's face. George Bush. In dirty buttholes. Shit. Oh, shit.
I am speechless.
I wasn't sure.
That was fucking phenomenal. That
was amazing. I wasn't sure what was going to give out first, like the amount of swears or like how long you wanted to hold him. And so I just was letting it ride.
You know what's so crazy is when I was on the sidewalk today between the seven shows that happened here at the Cow, I met Charlie Brown.
You're such a fucking liar.
No, I did. Charlie Brown on your show is from, what's his name?
Kip Scholl.
He came and he's very nice and he knows Kelly Kinsella.
Well, isn't that so interesting?
Whatever.
Thank
Shut
you for your addition, Stephen.
Turn the lights off.
Bye, everyone. Well, Brendan, thank you so much and have a wonderful run
thank
with Absolutely Filthy.
Pants off. No,
I do.
Also in the show, there's nudity.
Oh.
Yes.
Are you going to take your pants off for a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Let's do it. Our first one. Pants.
Yes,
pants
up.
Oh,
pants
yeah,
up. Yay!
Daddy.
See, he was ready. Yeah, here it is. Here
Whoa,
it is.
You.
Oh my God. I did not know that was going to happen.
I'm proposing marriage to him, by the way.
That was amazing. I did not expect anybody to go full peen. I'm so proud. I am so happy. Just for the podcast listeners, he took it all off. Not a stitch left but his dirt makeup. It was really good. Really good stuff. Oh. But not... Maybe one of his castmates or friends could take his items off of the stage. Maybe you guys could play switcheroo. Have you ever played switcheroo? That would be fun. Where if you don't know what switcheroo is, it's when you just switch clothes with your friends. You just switch entire outfits. This is good. Notice she skipped the panties.
Wait, is she... I'm confused.
We're playing... we're playing switcheroo.
Yes!
Switcheroo. She's wearing his clothes, and maybe he'll wear hers. Who knows?
Oh,
it's switcheroo.
I was distracted by the penis that has been at the bar the last time.
I don't expect you to look at anything else right now. I know.
Went outside. Which is not good for me.
Thank you so much. Let's give her a hand.
Cutie.
That is wonderful.
She's a cutie patootie. Not
yes.
as cute as you, my love.
You know just what to say to me.
Oh, I love you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You're a whore.
I know. I gotta pay that rent somehow. Okay, moving on. You never know what's gonna happen here. You might see full peen. That was so exciting. All right, you guys. Up next, from the Teddy Teddy Show, live in NYC, please welcome Teddy Teddy. Woo!
Hello! Hello, my up-and-coming legendary children. I am the host of the Teddy Teddy Show, legendary New York City 90s club kid Teddy Teddy. Yes, hunty. I'm also mother of the legendary voguing house, the house of Felicia Rashad. Oh, yes, honey, nobody strikes a pose like Miss Claire Huxtable. Learn it. Yes, my legendary children, I am back in New York City. I am so happy to be back. I had to leave New York. All of my favorite clubs were closed. Limelight gone, Tunnel gone, Twilo gone, Palladium gone, Roxy gone. I felt homeless. Yes, hunty, and I have a petition. I want everybody to sign when they're leaving here tonight. I'm going to charge former mayor of New York, Giuliani, with murder. She killed my social life. Oh, yes, she did. Back in my day, you walked into a club, everyone was on ecstasy. Now you walk into a club, everyone's on the phone. Okay, give a shit. But I'm so happy to be back. I rediscovered the East Village, and I rediscovered the Boiler Room. Have you ever been there? Have you ever gone? Oh, it's fabulous, honey. The drinks are so cheap, you can get 6 drinks for a quarter. Oh, yes, I drank so much my foot swelled up. I made out with a bear. I don't care. This is what I learned. These are 3 things you should not do when you're drunk. Number 1, go to the Boiler Room. Number 2, have brunch at the Eagle. Don't do it, mama. Take it from me. And number 3, cut your bangs. Don't do any of those things when you're drunk. I had to learn the hard way. Don't do it. I remember you. I remember you. We met this summer of 97 at the Christopher Street Pier. And I was dancing on MTV's The Grind. And you were playing the teacup in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway. Yes. And then we had a voguing battle, and she lost. And then as a consolation prize, I took you to Central Park, where we made out and laughed at homeless people. And then I took you back to my home, where we slow danced to the Selena soundtrack. Oh, that's not you. He's incarcerated. Well, thanks for coming to the show. Well, yes, honey, the 90s are back. We have risen again. That club kid murderer, Michael Alec, was released from prison. He gave us club kids all a bad name. But I talked to her. I did. She called me. She wanted to know what the hottest new thing in New York was. What's everybody doing? And I told her, Cronuts. Have fun, bitch. Yes, honey, the 90s are back. Titanic was back in movie theaters. It was in 3D. And isn't that what we've all been waiting to see, is that tragedy in 3 dimensions? Here's a clip of the new cut in 3D. The china has never been used. You can still smell the fresh paint on the wall. Titanic was the ship of dreams. And it was. It really was. Thank you. I'm coming towards you because it's in 3D, but you got it, you got it. Yes, honey, I don't see very many modern day movies, but I did see The Call. Did you see The Call with Halle Berry? You guys didn't see The Call? The Call with Halle Berry, where she wears that wig and that head mic, and she's a 911 operator. You didn't see The Call? The Call. And then she unplugs the mic and goes out there and solves crimes. You didn't see The Call? Well, I can't do this show. I can't do this show. Oh, honey, this is the best movie of all time. It could be a trilogy. And the first one, you call 911 to get Halle Berry. The second one, you call 411 to get Mary J. Blige. And then the third one, you call 311 to get Vivica A. Fox. It's great, honey. You can go on and on and on. Honey, rent The Call. Yes, honey, back in my day in the 90s, Bobby Brown was the crazy R&B singer. Now we have this Chris Brown. Before that was James Brown. I don't trust anybody with the last name Brown. I heard Charlie Brown beat the shit out of Peppermint Patty. I won't wear the color brown. No, I won't. Now we have this Kate Middleton that everybody loves. Well, back in my day, honey, we had Princess Diana. I loved Princess Diana. There was nobody better than Princess Diana, honey. She was always doing something crazy. She was walking through landmine fields, touching AIDS victims, leprosy victims. She wanted to die. Oh, honey, please. Dying was the best thing that ever happened to her. She's never been happier. Princess Diana has never been happier than in that car. Take it from me, honey. I don't know why, but do it. I remember you. I remember you. We met on the 6 train platform going uptown, and I was wearing velour pants from Bang Bang, and you were wearing a woman's leopard blouse from La Chateau. Yes. And on our second date, you took me to the Down Low Hip Hop Club, The Warehouse, up in the Bronx. Yes, honey. And you caught me giving a blowjob to the bartender. But he must have drugged me, because I wouldn't do that. And then you kicked me down a flight of stairs, pushed open the emergency exit, and scooped me up into the alley like I was Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard. Oh, that's not you. He's dead. Well, thanks for coming to the show. My up-and-coming legendary children, I hope we all had a great time tonight. I know we're all going to get boozed up, and we're all going to just probably fuck each other. But once my ecstasy kicks in, honey, I'm going to take it to another level. But this is how you have the perfect romantic 90s night. And I'm talking about with somebody special, not some trick you pick up at the boiler room, honey. This is what you do. Somebody really special. Somebody that's there for you when you're shivering from withdrawals, okay? Somebody that's there for you. Somebody that will bail you out of jail when you get caught stealing a Versace Medusa necklace. Pre-Cunanan for the fashionistas in the house. This is pre-Cunanan. Look at that. I'm talking about somebody of quality. You light a couple of candles, put on a little background music, a little Lisa Stansfield, or The Prodigy, depending on what drugs you're on. I like to watch a romantic comedy, okay? I recommend Howard's End on Laserdisc. Oh, it's so many twists and turns. And the great thing about a Laserdisc is that in the middle of the movie, you have to get up, press eject, flip it over, and now it gives your date a great view of your ass. Laserdisc. Well, I remember you. I remember you. We met at Twilo New Year's Eve 98 in the men's bathroom stall. Oh my God. And you gave a bump of coke to me. Yes. And then we went back to your place where we made love 3 nights straight. And while I was banging you, you wanted me to call you darky. But I didn't! Because you're only half black. And for my birthday, you took me to see De La Guarda off Broadway. And I cried, mostly because I was coming off ecstasy, but also, no man was ever that sweet to me, that sweet and tender. Oh, that's not you. He got a job at Epcot Center. How could I compete with that? Well, thanks for coming to the show. Well, my up-and-coming legendary children, thank you so much. It was so nice spending the time with you. I'm in the Teddy Teddy Show at the Crane Theater on East 4th Street. See you later. Meet me on the dance floor.
Hi. Thanks for coming, Teddy Teddy. So you've told them where your show is and the name of it. So that ends that portion of the interview. But this is my favorite question to ask anybody. And I hope you will just be totally honest and tell us the full deal. Okay. Have you ever... Yeah. Have you ever pooped your pants?
Excuse me. I shit my pants on the way to jury duty.
Shut up.
Yes, honey. And she had to pull over and take off her underwear and find... Oh, you smell my shit?
This was a little familiar to you. Did you also shit your pants on the way to jury duty? Bless you.
If that jury duty will make you shit your pants, but also it's a great way to get out of it. Just wear shitty underwear to the jury duty, honey. They're not going to pick you. Oh, yes, honey. She's allergic to laser dust.
This is too hard. It's too hard.
Get the help. Where's the help?
It's too hard. Yeah, so wait. Hold on.
She needs health insurance.
I do. And her, and all of us. We're every woman. It's all in us. So, okay. You bless you. My goodness. Give him a tissue. I'm the only person in this audience who saw that movie. I watched it with my mom.
Oh my God, and there's wig heads in it. Somebody, the main villain gets attacked with a wig head.
Abigail Breslin is in it too. Being too adult for my taste.
It was great.
She is wearing just a bra at a point. I was Abigail Breslin. Put your shirt back on. You take your pants off, but not your shirt.
No.
So, okay. You shit your pants on the way. Every time I say it. Oh, my God.
It's just like Pavlov's dog.
It is. Okay. You shit your pants on the way to jury duty.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You didn't do it. Okay. So then you just had to throw your underwear away.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bless you. Uh-huh. Bless you. I keep losing my train of thought. I just can't figure out why. Okay. Where were you when you threw away your underpants?
I was in Los Angeles, California. I threw them out the window.
I'm sorry, but the answer is usually a McDonald's bathroom. That's usually what the answer is. I'm pretty surprised.
Oh, I'm special.
You are special. So what did you do? Like, your whole pants, too? Like, what happened?
I went to some sort of, like, department store, and I bought some sweatpants. I had to wear sweatpants.
Ooh, that is a classic I just shit my pants attire.
I didn't even bother buying the underwear. I just got the sweatpants.
Right. Oh, I mean, come on. If you've got a pants situation, panties we'll worry about later. You get those sweatpants.
Yeah, honey.
You know, 1-800-SWEATPANTS. I just shit my pants. Please bring me some sweatpants. Well, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming.
Nice to meet you. Thank you all so much.
And thank you for telling us about your pants pooping.
No,
I appreciate it. Bless you.
Teddy, right?
Teddy.
Oh, my God. I want Teddy to come to the cow.
Teddy.
That seems like a really fun show.
It does seem fun.
Will he take his pants off for a shot of sake?
Will he? Teddy?
There's ecstasy in it.
I couldn't hear Teddy because somebody's fat mouth was blabbing. Would you like to take off your pants for a shot?
Of sake with
ecstasy. How far do I have to take them off?
All the way. I mean, peen.
Oh, no.
We don't have to see peen.
No, honey.
Your panties.
Only for $1.99 a minute online.
You don't have to show peen, just panties.
Just panties.
You
want
to see my panties?
Yes, I always want to see everybody's panties.
What kind of panties do you think I wear? You think I wear little girl panties?
That's a good question.
Little boy panties.
Pretty good question.
I have no idea what I'm wearing.
Your boxers.
Bless you.
Boxers? Are they lime green? That's my guess.
Briefs.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. Daddy.
Yay.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
I just shit my pants.
Well, come to the bar and I will give you a shot, baby, whenever you're ready.
Do you have any Benadryl over here for table one?
I know, you poor thing. Well, don't worry. We're going to take actually a brief intermission.
You should just kill him.
Get it under control. Never. I would never kill him.
I'll kill him.
I'm starting to love the sound of your sneeze. Loving it. Go get your shot. Thank you, Teddy. Okay.
Intermission,
you guys. Go drain your pee holes.
And
get him some Kleenex.
Don't forget to ask for slut juice.
Get some slut juice. You guys look thirsty. All right, I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Thank you for tuning in to the 2014 Fringe NYC Variety Power Hour. Please stay tuned for more episodes.